Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Oh, look at you, my early bird. Where's your worm? Heavenly Angel in the house. Fast Eddie, 72's in the house in Flopsy already? You guys are good. Oh, and I'd like to thank all the Wacko Bob boys over there. Always enjoy that show. They're always so nice. Oh, my show too. What a bunch of nice stuff. You guys all have, do you have each individual shows? Fast Eddie, do you? I don't know. I gotta dedicate this song. Fast Eddie, I'm dedicating this to you. Here we go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potatoes. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
That's Tom Carosa. You can Facebook friend him if you want to get that CD, Zesty. It's the name of the CD. All original songs by Tom Carosa and friends. Wacko Bob, you're in the house. I'm sorry I had to refresh. When will we end this battle? The other day I was like, I could hear 5 seconds, refresh, it would go dead. 5 seconds, refresh, go dead. Come on, BTR Radio. What's the bug? What's the gremlin? Clopsy's in the house. Fast Eddie 72. Ten Pierogi Girl was for you. Heavenly Angel, hello, and Wacko Bob. I love the Wacko Bob show. You guys are just terrific. You're just so natural and personable, all of you. It's just like, I just like to listen. I get a lot done. I actually clean up all my paperwork while I'm listening to you guys because it's I'm just laughing with that. Oh, gosh. Oh, you know what? Okay, I'm going to dedicate this next thing to the Wacko Bob show. Here we go.
Well, beat the drum and hold the
I love that song. I got to find the other ones. Unfortunately, my other computer went down, so I'm like working on various computers, so I don't have all my stuff backed up on this one, but it's fun. Wacko Bob, always a fun show, always a great discussion. I love it when you're all in the room. It's a lot of fun. You got a lot of interesting dynamics going there. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker is listening. Oh, thank you, Betty Jo. I have to have my email up, my chat room up, my switchboard up, all this so someone can listen to my show. That is terrific. You can't get into chat, Betty. You see, boys, only you guys were lucky today. But even though Betty Jo can't get into chat, she is here. And, oh, Fast Eddie, thank you. Fast Eddie 72, Blog Talk Radio, The Wacko Bob, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern Standard Time. Facebook friend them and join their chat group, and follow them, and they'll let you know when they're going to be on. Betty Jo Tucker, one of our BTR favorites, and according to BTR, one of their favorites, too. Always the pick of the day. Always the pick of the day. I'm so jealous. Oh, wait, and Wacko Bob's Music Fest, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Eddie, for posting that. Thanks a lot. So that's Wacko Bob's Music Fest, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And otherwise, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 9 to 11. Check them out and follow them, please. Betty Jo Tucker. Oh, she's got. She sent me the info for her Tuesday show. She's going to have Devin Rattray back for another visit about courting Condi and up to date on his upcoming films. That's terrific. And Betty Jo is every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I feel so bad, Betty Jo, that you have to listen by phone all the time. That's really not fun, not fun. But listen to Betty Jo Tucker and creative Courting Condi, a creative piece of filmmaking written and directed by Sebastian Dogart, follows Devin's campaign to woo and win Condoleezza Rice's true love. Okay, sounds fun already. Should be a good show. All right, Betty Jo, every day at 4 p.m. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Sorry about that, Betty Jo. I'm trying to multitask here. Wacko Bob in the morning. They're such nice guys. You know, that's the thing about I'm meeting so many nice people on this Blog Talk Radio. And how about some crazy, crazy Nancy bedtime story that'll give you nightmares?
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad.
Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud.
Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas, and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter. Christmas carols and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his six little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, "Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied." Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, "What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me?" Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, "Gregor's gonna get it! Gregor's gonna get it!" The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, "You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention." Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. "Stop it!" Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, "That does it!" And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, "What's that?" Gregor's dad said, "It's nothing. Merry Christmas. Concert's over. Everybody go to bed." "That does it," said Greta. "I'm never going to get married with him around." "She's right," said Gregor's dad. And Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. "Let's get rid of him," cried Greta.
"Okay, but how?" chimed both his parents.
Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him.
"Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud," cried Gregor.
Then Gregor's dad yelled, "Got him!" They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, "Great, now I can have his room." Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Wacko Bob.
Nous sommes à rouiller d'incroyables paysages.
Anatomie Bousculaire. I love that group. They are fantastic. They're out of France. Very fun group. Check out their website, too. Hello, guest in the house. Guest popping in and out of the house there. And Fast Eddie and Clopsy and Heavenly Angel and Wacko Bob. I feel like Miss Nancy on the Rumper Room show. Hey, my friend Jane Condon is everywhere. And, oh, yes, the update. Ladies of Laughter. Yes, I competed the other day. Sadly, I did not win. Someone else won, but somebody has to win. But that doesn't mean I'm giving up. Still had a great set, had a great time. My friend Jane Condon, who I love dearly. Go to www.janecondon.com. Check out her website. Very nice person, very funny lady. You might remember her from Last Comic Standing. And let's play a little bit of our Janie Condon, shall we?
I have two boys, otherwise everything's fine. They're killing me. Nobody listens. I would love to have the CIA wiretap me. At last, somebody would be listening. They like to listen to the rap music. I mean, guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto can you and your J. Crew shirts get? When I'm in my kitchen, I like to listen to real music. Aretha, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, yeah. When the kids come in, they take out my CD, they put in their CD, and all of a sudden it's, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down. I'm making a salad. Put what thing down? After 30 minutes of this, even I'm singing, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it! No. Don't encourage me. This is wrong. No. Look. I should be singing words to the Sound of Music or an opera. No, I'm now. Uh-oh. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, evidently. I ain't no hollaback girl. I've got junk in my trunk. Yes, I do. I'm trying to dust, and then I'm there. My hunt, my lovely lady love. I don't know the front from the back. Maybe you can help me. All right, so anyway, these kids, I tell you, my older boy just graduated from college. Major in religion. Shoot me now. The job offers are just pouring in. My husband said, maybe you'll be a priest. A priest, great. My old archdiocese of Boston just paid out $85 million to settle all the lawsuits. Yeah. Now at least we know what the second collection's for. I thought it was going to Africa, the poor people. No! Father O'Malley Defense Fund!
playing that. Jane Condon. You can see Jane Condon at where she's going to be performing now. Go to www.janecondon.com and you'll see her. Great comedian, very nice person, individual, www.janecondon.com, and check up on the latest and what Janie Condon is doing. I love her. She is wonderful. Great comedian. You can see her in great things, and she's part of Ladies of Laughter, and she'll be performing at the finale. Go to ladiesoflaughter.org, and you'll find the whole schedule. I'm a good winner. If I'm anything, I'm a good winner, I'm a good loser. I didn't win, but I did a good job. So what are you going to do about that? Jane Condon is wonderful. She's one of the winners, actually, and she'll be the MC for the finale. The finale. Anyway, thanks. Wacko Bob, all my listeners in there, and have a little comedy. I had it all lined up for us. My friend Dave Koenig is opening a new show soon. And you go to www.davekoenig.com and check out where he's opening or playing next. You can get all the information at www.davekoenig.com. So why don't we give some comedy lesson to my friend Dave Koenig. Here he comes.
So, I was a lousy Jew. But I never fit in with the other Jews who were also lousy Jews. See, I knew so many Jews my whole life who were lousy at being Jewish. But it didn't seem to bother them. They never went to temple. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur. They were atheists. They were Jews only in the sense that they lived on the Upper West Side bought their bagels at H&H, read the New York Times, and once a month had brunch at Barney Greengrass and ate pastrami. So like cafeteria Catholics, they were delicatessen Jews. Except the Koreans moved in, took over, there's no more delicatessens. So they're actually Korean fruit stand Jews. I apparently look Irish. I have no idea how this happened. It doesn't help that I have rosacea, so my face is always flush, like the Irish. Their face always flush because they drink. That's not racist, that's just a statement of fact. Please, if you take only one thing away from this show, let it be that. All Irish drink. So, see, I wanted to be a good Jew, but I also never fit in with the Jews who are good at being Jews. See, with them, it was like they all spoke a secret language I didn't understand. Actually, they did. It's called Hebrew. But still, I would try. I would try. When I was single, every year, alone in my apartment, I would light a Hanukkah menorah. And then, just to complete the ritual, I'd feel obliged to buy myself a Hanukkah present. Which is not only sad, but a little awkward. Because invariably, I'd buy myself the wrong thing. Like a tie and a pattern I already had. Then, I married an Irish Catholic. I proposed to her on Christmas Eve in Rockefeller Center, underneath the biggest Christmas tree in the world. And I told her if we had kids, she could raise them Catholic. Because I know how to woo a Gentile. So we had kids. And we raised them Catholic. Which actually works out fine. That's fine. Except I think my kids might be a little anti-Semitic. Just a little. You hear comments? I don't want to make a big deal. The other day, my four-year-old son asked me if I'd buy him his own real car, you know? I thought that was kind of cute. I said, no, Dad, he can't do that. That would cost too much money. You know what he said? He said, you people. That's all you ever think about. My kids built a clubhouse in the backyard. I asked if I could join. My eight-year-old pulls me aside. He says, look, if it were up to me... The other day, I told my kids to turn off the TV. When I left the room, I swear one of them said, see, I told you they control the media. Also, as a kid, it did seem to me that the Gentile kids had much better holidays than the Jewish kids. Oh, yeah, no, it all goes back to Christmas and Hanukkah. Every kid growing up knows Hanukkah can't compete with Christmas. First of all, what is Christmas? Oh, it's only the biggest birthday party in the world. What is Hanukkah? The Syrians were trying to kick our ass, so for 8 days we hid in the temple. It's essentially a festival of hiding. Every Jewish holiday is the same. The entire history of Judaism, thousands of years of getting our ass kicked. On the rare occasions there's a day we didn't get our ass kicked, that's a holiday. Passover. The Pharaoh was trying to kick our ass, so we put some lamb's blood on the door, and the angel of death got confused, so we fled into the desert, where we got lost for 40 years, and nobody could find us, so they couldn't kick our ass. Okay, happy Passover. Enjoy your bitter herbs and horseradish. Yom Kippur. Tell you what you do. For one day, you don't eat anything. Then you'll be so weak and headachy from hunger, maybe people will feel sorry for you. For one day, they won't kick your ass, okay? Happy Yom Kippur. Enjoy your delicious nothing. Hanukkah. For 8 days, we hid in the temple. They couldn't find us. They couldn't kick our ass. Oh, yeah, what happened on the ninth day? On the ninth day, they found us. They kicked our ass, okay? Happy Hanukkah. Go play with your dreidel. That's another thing. Christmas. Presents, toys, gifts, money orders, cash, appliances. Hanukkah, what do you get? You get a dreidel. What's a dreidel? It's a top. It's a disappointing present for a kid of any age. Oh, we try and jazz it up with a big musical number, right? Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. You get that? You get the angle? You don't even get the dreidel. You get a lump of clay. They tell you, go make your own dreidel. Hanukkah, it's a Hebrew word. You know what it means? Loosely translated. It means the Irish kid who lives next door is getting a new bike. And you're not, Shlomo. Obviously, I had given the subject a lot of deep theological thought. I began to consider the possibility of converting. I was attracted to the camaraderie of Catholicism, as depicted in such motion pictures as The Godfather and The Godfather 2. I wasn't the first Jew in show business to convert to Christianity. There was Bob Dylan, and... All right, I was the second Jew in show business to convert to Christianity. Bob Dylan, of course, wrote Blowin' in the Wind. I wrote the following joke. I wonder if strippers have a recurring dream where they suddenly find themselves at work with all their clothes on and no one staring at them. Here you had the Catholic Church, an institution known for completely controlling the message, going against character, and attempting to produce talk radio, a medium that thrives on the free and unfettered exchange of ideas and dialogue. As their morning show host, they've hired an opinionated, loudmouth Jewish comic, going against character and attempting to be a good Catholic. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? So, to make myself more comfortable, I started booking all my comedian friends to come on the show. Here's a partial list of some of the comedians I had on the show. Jackie Mason, Freddie Roman, Stewie Stone, Corey Kahaney, Susie Essman, Brad Zimmerman, Michelle Ballin, David Steinberg, Maya Ed Koch, Alan Zweibel. Basically, I booked every Jew at the Friars Club. David Brenner came on the show. He told us all about being a young Jewish boy growing up in a tough Irish Catholic neighborhood in Philadelphia. One day, he's walking down the street, and this big Irish kid comes running out of a church. He runs up to Brenner, punches him in the nose, knocks him flat on his ass. Brenner looks up, he says, "What the hell did you do that for?" Kid says, "Because your people killed Christ." Brenner says, "Wait a minute. First of all, that was like 2,000 years ago." Kid says, "Yeah, I know, but I just found out about it today." After a while, Condell Egan's agent got a little nervous about me. He said to me, "We don't mind you having all your comedian friends on the show, but don't you at least know any Catholic comedians?" So I booked Lisa Lampanelli. I told her to keep it clean. It was a short interview. We would have Catholic celebrities on the show, but usually by accident. I booked Richard Simmons to come on the show. I thought that would be a hoot. Richard Simmons on the Catholic channel? Well, it turns out Richard is a devout Catholic. He told us all about his vast collection of little tiny baby Jesus dolls. Apparently, Richard Simmons has hundreds and hundreds of little tiny baby Jesus dolls. We were all surprised to hear that Richard Simmons had hundreds of baby Jesus. Actually, no one was surprised to hear that Richard Simmons had hundreds of baby Jesus dolls. I was out of options. I mean, what club would take me in now? I could become a Jew for Jesus. They're actually quite nice. I was talking to one before the show. I was rushing to get down here. I was running a little late. Woman stopped me on the street. She said, "Excuse me, sir, I must talk to you. I'm a Jew for Jesus." I said, "That's nice, lady. I'm a Jew late for work."
That was Dave Koenig. Dave Koenig. Go to www.davekoenig.com. And I think, I always tell you, we have special guests calling. Well, I think we've got one on the line right now. Here
hey
we go.
Hey there, honey.
Michelle Ballin's on the line. Hey, Michelle Ballin from Last Comic Standing.
I'm up early enough to listen to your show and call you.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Michelle Ballin, the funniest woman I know.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon for you. Yes, what do you got coming up, Michelle?
Just sitting here having my coffee, and I said, let me check in with Nancy.
Oh, that's great. And your new DVD, is it ready?
No, not yet.
So
not
they
yet.
Can still get the
Come
old DVD. They can get the last DVD at www.michelleballin.com.
That's right. I'm running a special. Buy one, get 400 free.
Oh, you're too much. I've got three other, who's the radio shows? I've got Fast Eddie is listening to you, a radio show, and Wacko Bob is listening. You're listening to Michelle Ballin.
Wacko.
Wacko Bob, that's the name of the show. There are actually four funny guys from around the world that have a radio show and they call in. Pretty funny stuff. You know, Michelle, I was thinking, is Linda here? Is Linda in town?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Linda.
She's getting ready in the other room.
Oh, great. I realized that years ago I had written a comedy piece that involved two decapitated Peace Corps workers, and their names were Linda and Michelle.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
And
oh,
I'm going,
great.
Why is that so funny?
I also heard that you're psychic, so thanks for that. Me and Linda are not leaving the house.
Yeah, or don't join the Peace Corps. So what's the next club you're performing at? Are you on the road? Where are you going?
I have to sign up. No, last night I did a country club. Next week I'm in Chicago. Do you have any Chicago listeners?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, listeners are international and all over the United States. So
wow,
we've got some on
there you go, international. Hi, everybody in Israel. How are you?
Actually, Wacko Bob... The Wacko Bob Show and Fast Eddie, I know Fast Eddie's show is actually, you're in Florida a lot, right? They're in Florida.
Yes.
Well, they're listening now. They're in Florida. So they're based there. Chicago. Yes, I have Chicago listeners. And we're going to be in Chicago.
That's funny. Fast Eddie in Florida. There's nobody fast in Florida. Except Eddie.
I believe he's a wrestler, too.
Really? What part of Florida are they
wrestling? Well, it's near SeaWorld. Is that Orlando?
Oh, yeah, that's close to where Linda is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What is he wrestling? The old Jews to get into the restaurant? What is he wrestling?
I don't think it was. I think he's a wrestler. I have to look it up. I'm not sure. Fast Eddie is also known as Molo, the wrestler. But, yeah, he's one of the guys on the Wacko Bob Show, but they're down there, too. So you're going to be in Chicago?
Wow.
Where in Chicago are you going to be?
I'm doing a, what's it called, it's owned by the guy from Second City. It's called the Comedy Shrine. It's in. I have a corporate gig on Saturday night.
Oh,
so
that's
Friday
great.
Night I'm doing the. It's in Aurora. Aurora.
Aurora. Is it Aurora?
Aurora. Here you go.
I think it's Aurora. That you're going to be performing in.
The Comedy Shrine. It's on Facebook. They have a website.
And actually, they can just go to www.michelleballin.com and purchase any of her CDs or DVDs. Great
That's
gift.
Right, and you can come and see me at the Comedy Shrine. Oh, by the way, that CD you were just playing from Dave was very funny. I just worked with Dave last weekend.
I know you did Catskills, a Broadway Catskills, Freddie Roman.
The Friars Comedy Festival Berkshire's at the Mahwah Theater, whatever it's called, Mahwah.
Oh, yes.
Mahwah.
Mahwah. That was a great lineup. It was you. Was it Corey Kahaney? You, Dave Koenig. Yeah, actually, you know what
Tom Cotter.
And Tom. Tom Cotter. I hope he wins. America's
Got Talent.
Yes, he is. He is sure fire. That's terrific. That's a great lineup. But you're a great lineup. You're a great comedian. And you perform a lot in the city. If you're in New York City, just go to her website, and you can see where she'll be performing next. But if you take a cruise, she's probably performing there, too.
That's right. You'll find me laying in the steam room.
Practicing your jokes.
Getting a massage and spending all the money they're paying me. That's me. Why they hire me, not because they like my comedy. Let's get that comedian that spends all her money. She gives it right back to us.
From the bar and the Wi-Fi, they get it all back. But that's great. And you've got, do you have any big shows coming up in the city? I know you just did Caroline's. You did Gotham.
Yes. I don't think so. In August, I'm taking a little time off here.
About time you took some time off. You've been so busy.
I'm doing a benefit show at Gotham July 30th.
Oh, well, that's coming up.
July 27th.
Oh, that's a Friday. Oh, we have a game that day.
No, we have a game. Wait a minute. No, then I'm screwing up.
Yeah, that can't be right.
July 27th, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, so you're going to miss our last game.
Yes, I am. Once
you're
again.
You're going to miss the last game.
I know. I missed most of them. It's all right. We're having a losing season anyway.
Don't don't ditch the team. It's all I've got to hang on to. And, you know, very interesting fact about Michelle Ballin, listeners, she grew up in Coney Island.
That's right. I'm the Wonder Wheel. I'm the eighth wonder of the world.
You know what Coney means, right?
It's a what does it mean?
It's Coney is Irish for bunnies, because all the bunnies that used to be out there, the rabbits.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they called it Coney Island. It was for the little bunny rabbits out there.
I was born there. I never saw a rabbit. A couple of rats, but I never saw a bunny.
Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of rats. Oh, hi, guests who are just popping in. Guests 1315 and 1380. Yeah, we've got Michelle Ballin on the line here as a special call-in guest today. Oh, your friend, if you talk to Poppy, Champlain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her to call in today. She's promoting, let me see if I can remember. She's doing the Titanic. She's in the Titanic.
Oh, that's right. She is, the musical.
Do you know what city that's in so I can promote it?
She's in Rhode Island.
She's in Rhode Island. So Rhode Island listeners, go see Poppy Champlain. Go Facebook friend her. Join Michelle Ballin's fan page. You will
this
not
is
be...
Poppy's, this is Poppy's song.
I thought they said, no, I was going to say, it's raining, man.
Yeah. I have a new song. It's going down like my career.
Michelle Ballin is too funny. Yeah, no, actually, before Google messed it up for me, that clip you're hearing of Dave Koenig is not, I got that off of YouTube and made it into an MP3, but now you can't do it. Google stopped it. You can't
really?
You cannot download YouTubes anymore.
You can't? Why, I guess?
No, I don't know. They, I guess copyright infringements and... What did you get kicked out of? Heavenly Angel? Heavenly Angel? I'm in the chat room. I'm looking at somebody said, Laugh Out Loud got kicked out. Good old BT. Oh, I see. All right. Yes, Heavenly Angel, you're listening to Michelle Ballin online, www.michelleballin.com. Join her fan Facebook page. I got a lot of good listeners in the chat room today.
Oh, good.
Yes, and who's listening? Sometimes I can't hear. There's bugs in the radio.
I have a question. Doesn't anybody work? How are they in the chat room?
Well, I'll tell you. Fast Eddie is in the chat room. He's an actor as well. So I know he's an actor, and he does a lot of films.
Wait a minute.
Florida.
He's a wrestler, an actor.
A wrestler,
and really
an
unemployed
actor.
And
an author. I think he's written books, too. On wrestling.
Man just doesn't work, period, end.
Well, one of them that calls in all the time, I don't know if you know him. He's probably one of your fans. Rudy Keisley?
I don't know. Rudy, are you my fan? I have no idea.
He's a funny, out-of-work accountant, and he writes the funniest stuff on my chat room. He's really good. And so all those clips I had, that was from Dave's Catholic School Dropout segment, so I saved them. And I had Jane Condon on, another one of our favorites.
Yes.
Are you performing at Caroline's with Jane Condon? It's coming up.
I did.
No, no. You just did a two-header at Caroline's. Actually,
yes.
Michelle, for those of you listening, Michelle performs at all the top clubs, headlines
yes.
at all the top clubs.
That's
and she's
right.
Got
I'll be
this,
at the Ground Round next week.
The Ground Round. And she's got a lot of DVDs that she wants to get out there. So all you listen, a bunch of guests just popped on. What did you do, Michelle?
I don't know.
My chat room, just everybody's, hello, special guests. Some people don't want to put their name, so they just put guests. You're listening to Michelle Ballin as our special guest today on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Yes, what's the name of your last DVD so they can look for it?
The last one is From Ecstasy to Vitamin C.
I was at that taping. Very funny show.
Funny
very
show,
funny
and then
show.
I'll be coming out with my new one, which I'm not sure what I'm calling it yet. I might be calling it my final performance. I'm smoking my yeah. I'm not sure. I gotta finish my new project. And then my DVD before that was called Live Just Barely. My first CD that I recorded at the LA Improv in 1999 is called Neurotic by Nature.
Oh, I have that one. That's very funny.
Yeah, Nell Gard is on there.
Yes, that's right, singing at the end. That's a very funny CD. All of your CDs are funny. www.michelleballin.com. And you can also find out her scheduled performance dates people listening, where she's going to be next, and having a great time. Always, you're surefire. I've never seen you think you've had a bad set. I've never seen you have a bad set. But you always just, you're my comedy goddess. That's Michelle Ballin, like my comedy inspiration.
Oh, God, because you don't really reach to your for the heights, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. But I was going to ask you a question, Michelle, because I noticed that I get Netflix, and I notice now a lot of comedians are putting their pieces on Netflix. Can't you put yours?
I know. I have to do that. Please, I've been trying to go out and buy fruit for the last 4 days. I can't seem to get there. But unbelievable. I really am the worst. I need you to manage my life.
Get in line. But I think your last, especially DVD, should be up on Netflix. And I think you should just make a note to yourself that you're going to do it this week and get it up there.
I know.
Because so many, I see Gaffigan's got his up there. And
I know.
And what are you going to do? Give them one DVD and they put it up.
Yeah, that's all I got to do, huh?
I think so. You just gotta find out, you know, do you have any contacts? Do you know Jim Gaffigan? Find out how he got his up there.
I know Jim, but, yeah, he's not going to give me any information.
Nah, these darn comedians don't help each other. They don't
he
help each other.
He wants all the money for himself. I know how it is.
But you definitely should get it up there and going on there. Michelle, do you have any advice? We got people in the house for comedians starting out. I dumped her.
go get a nice job at JetBlue as a flight attendant.
Who do we know who did that? Was that Danny?
We know a few comedians that are on there now.
Yeah, I know Danny, not Danny Cohen, Danny, the other Danny. I can't think of his name. He lost all that weight, Danny. He was a flight attendant. That's
where
funny.
The comedy business ends up. You end up as a flight attendant, so why don't you just beat the rush and get there now?
And start as a flight attendant and beat the rush. You're too crazy. Yeah, well, it's true. There's so much going on, and now I did the Ladies of Laughter contest, did not win.
Did that? When was that? Oh, I missed it. Aww.
Last Tuesday, I didn't win, but I had a really good set. Who knows how they vote? But I got a nice note from one of the judges, so that was really, really nice.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Who knows how they vote? But anyway, we'll talk about that off the air. But
I should have been a judge.
You should have been a judge. You should have been.
Who won?
Someone I didn't really know. Marianne something? I don't know. It's on their Facebook page, Ladies of Laughter on Facebook. It has who won. But nobody.
I remember that contest from years ago. Oh, my God, I know Peggy Boys forever.
Oh, she is the nicest lady, Peggy. She is so nice. And her staff, was the people she had working there, was so nice. And, it was an unusual mix. We'll talk about it later. But but it was a lot of fun there. But so when are you going to finish that book?
Yeah, I know. I got to do that. I'm working on it. I'm going to working on that. That's on my to-do list. I got to finish it. Did you read my story on Facebook? I wrote about God comes in many forms. I want everybody to read that.
Oh, no. All right. Go to Facebook. Is that on your fan page?
Yeah, no, it's on my fan page, my regular page.
Go to Michelle. Is it Michelle Ballin fan page?
Yeah.
All right. Go to Michelle Ballin fan page. And read about what Michelle has written there. Oh, a funny writer, Michelle. You're a very funny writer.
I want you to read it. I think you'll enjoy it. You like my writing. And it was a situation that happened to me the other day with the rain in my car, and it's really a great story.
Yeah, that was amazing. Hail in New York City.
Yeah, hail.
Hail in New York City. I was coming back from a shoot in Bed-Stuy. Never was I so glad to have a tan. I've got to tell you. I ran. I was there. I had to be at the shoot at 5 a.m. I ran the 5 deserted blocks to the set. Then I came back, and this poor girl from Florida announces on the platform as I'm standing there. If you know Bed-Stuy, everybody knows what I'm talking about. But I'm standing there, and she yells out, "I'm not from here. How do I get the L?" And she's got suitcase or purse out, and I'm like, "Miss, come with me. I'll get you to the L." It turns out she was going to Stuyvesant Town, same place I was going to, and everything went wrong. That was the day of the hailstorm. No L trains, so we took the A. Then there were no L trains, and it was flooding. Then we got off at 14th. You know this bar, I think. We got off at 14th and 8th Avenue, and I said, there's an awning. We'll wait for the bus. And I looked up at the sky, and I said, that does not look good. Let's give up and have a drink. So we went into that bar, and the hail came down.
Really?
And that was my day getting back. But that was my interesting non-comedy story. Oh, Heavenly Angel, you don't have a show anymore. But Heavenly Angel, no show? Okay, go to www.michelleballon.com and also go to Michelle Ballon Facebook and Facebook friend her. And you will have laugh after laugh after laugh because her postings are hilarious. She just doesn't tell you that she had scrambled eggs. She tells you how she made them on the sidewalk. Okay? You do have funny posts. I look forward to your posts when you put them up there. It's
I just put a new one.
You just put a new one? I wish I could.
Yeah, I have to. I always have to. You know, I got to keep my Facebook people very happy. They give me a lot of...
Yes, that's a sexy picture. I just went to Facebook that you just posted of yourself.
From this country club I did last night.
You have sexy wear? You've been holding out on us.
I know. You believe? I figured if I can't be funny, I should at least show them cleavage.
Give them something for their money there. Oh, my gosh. You have a lot. I'm looking for your Michelle Ballon. Hold on. I'm looking for your new post. I can't find your new post. You'll repost it. She's going to repost it. Michelle Ballon. Updaters, today it's 66 degrees. No, that was your last one.
I just did that. That's the one I just did.
Who can keep up with the post, everyone? You have to go back and forth with that. Let me get back into my switchboard room. Okay,
by
Michelle.
By the way, I can't write my book. Between Facebook, Twitter, and all that other stuff, I'm telling you, I can't even go out and buy food. I'm starving to death here.
You know what, Michelle? If you just went... And every time you wrote a post, you copy that and put it in.
Oh, yeah, it does that now. I do that.
And
it goes to my Twitter. It goes to the...
but copy it in Word or copy it in a thing. You will have a whole collection of funny short paragraphs and thoughts. If you went back, there's your book. Oh, wait, what's your link? Okay, she wants me to link your page. What's your link again?
Let me see.
What's your Facebook?
What's my link? Michelle Ballon fan page? I have no idea. How do I find the link?
Oh. When you go to your page.
Okay, let me see.
Copy, paste it, and send it to my email.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, and then I will post it in the chat room for everybody. Okay, I'm going to do it. Don't worry, chat room. I'm doing it.
All right.
Did you send it to me?
Well, I'm doing it now. Give me a second. I got to cut and paste. Your ass. The pressure. I just sent it in the last email.
All right, we'll see. I'm getting it up there. Okay. I'll give you both a chat room because this is one funny lady you do not want to miss. Let me give you her website. You can't believe it's like you got to multitask to do a radio show.
I have to multitask just to drink coffee and talk to you.
But they really should get your DVDs.
They should.
DVDs.
My goodness. I'm giving... This is special. If you go to my, let's see. I lost my fan page.
You lost your fan page. Get it up there. All right.
That is all work.
Oh, Betty Jo, we've got, you know what? People want to listen to my show so bad. I have a few in the chat room. They actually, if they can't get on the internet, they call that number and they listen live on their phones. Right now.
I think that's when I called you.
Yeah, well, right now you have another radio show is listening to you. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Oh, that
wow.
her interview with Rita Moreno was fantastic. She did recently. And this week she's got another great show coming up that I announced it, but I can't get to it in time, Betty Jo. Just listen to her show and join her Facebook page as well. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And also
Movie
read her
Attic.
Blog. Movie Attic. Yeah, she interviews all these famous celebrities. Did you get it up there yet, Michelle, so I can post it?
I think I sent it in your last email.
All right, let's see. There you are. Okay.
I'm going to start my own show, drugaddict.com.
Drugaddict.com. Yeah, but you'll be talking about aspirin and painkillers.
Lipitor,
and celiac.
You know, all the important things.
All the important things. All right, I won't write copy. So what do you have planned now? What's going on? You, besides getting out of your house to get some food. There we go. I got you. I did it. It's up. You're going to eat breakfast. All right. Well, say hello to Linda. My show is winding down. You've been listening to Michelle Ballin, www.michelleballin.com. Don't forget to tune in to Fast Eddie's Blog Talk Radio show, Heavenly Angel. Thank you for being in the chat room today. MichelleBallin.com. Look for her all around the world. They'll be listening to this. This show is downloaded on iTunes. So people will be listening to you all around the world. MichelleBallin.com. And a special shout out to my friend Linda.
Over here, she's making a little something to eat, and she says hello.
And your phone is ringing while you're talking. All right, everybody, we're down to our last 3 minutes. Michelle, I'm going
to... Nice to meet you all in the Nancy show.
The Nancy Comedy Concepts. Thanks a lot. MichelleBallin.com. Go listen to her. She is one funny lady. Thanks, Michelle. Okay, let's end with a little Crazy Nancy Lombardo. You've been listening to www.comedyconcepts.com.
Of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. Labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in office or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think yeah, I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Oh, George Bettinger every day at 4 p.m. at hotmix106.com. Special shout out to my friend Steve Mendoza if he listens. I forgot to play your promo. Oh, can I find it in time? Where is the promo? It's such a good promo, too. And everyone, thank you for listening in today. It's always fun on my show. 60. Oh, I got more time than I think. I can play Steve Mendoza's promo. Here we go.
Hey. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. If you're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts, forget about it.
That was my friend Steve Mendoza. Mendoza, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to Facebook my friend, Facebook Michelle Ballin. She is a pure comedy delight. You're going to love her like I do. She's wonderful, wonderful person. And so this has been Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure how long they still give me on the air now. But it's always great, always great. Then let's give you a hand. How about that? Let's be a party. All my listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Wasn't that fun? All right.
Yeah!
Bye-bye.